Given the symptoms, I'm pretty sure what you have is a foliar fungal disease called anthracnose. Anthracnose affects many different kinds of trees, including ash, maple, oak, sycamore, walnut, as well as many shrubs and even some perennials. It typically affects young tissue, so the leaves are probably infected when they were first coming out of the buds, but it takes a while for the symptoms to show up. The symptoms are usually some irregular spots or dead areas on the leaves. Often it follows the veins. They can be tan or different shades of brown depending on the plant and the recent weather conditions. But you can also get some twig dieback at times. Because the fungi that cause anthracnose like moist, humid conditions, we usually see more symptoms on the lower part of the plant's canopy where there's less air circulation and therefore more humidity. Anthracnose is mostly a cosmetic problem, and it bothers the tree a lot less than it bothers us. So treatment is rarely necessary. Also, as the weather becomes warmer and drier in the summer and the leaves become more mature, conditions are not as favorable and the disease doesn't usually progress at all. Cleaning up infected leaves in the fall can help reduce potential problems next year because that's where the spores will overwinter. Also, keeping your tree healthy through proper watering and fertilizing will help it to tolerate a little bit of anthracnose each year. We see more anthracnose symptoms in years with humid, cool, wet spring weather, and less of it when it's warmer and drier. If your tree is highly susceptible, though, to anthracnose and gets a bad case of it every year, maybe it's in an area where it doesn't get good air circulation or that kind of thing, you could consider spraying a fungicide to prevent it. However, that's usually not necessary. It can be difficult to spray a large tree, and you would need to start spraying as soon as the leaves are coming out of the buds in the spring because fungicides are mostly preventive and they don't cure an infection once you're already seeing these kinds of spots. So I hope this helps. Let me know if you have any other questions.